Glen Ellen sound recordist Bernie Krause has spent most of his adult life seeking out and capturing natural sounds in every corner of the planet. He has taped the calls and noises of an estimated 15,000 different species of birds, insects, animals, even fish, as well as the sounds of the elements, wind, water, and rock. Taken together, he says, these audio records represent a history of sorts.
The biophony and the geophony, which means the sounds of wind and water, mud pots and earthquakes and avalanches and things like that. This combination represents a narrative of a landscape. It's telling us many kinds of stories, stories about biology, stories about archaeology, paleontology, religion, politics. All of these things are incorporated in the soundscape of a particular habitat because it's telling us how we're dealing with that particular habitat and how healthy it is.
These recordings are like portraits, capturing the short interval while the microphones are on. By comparing the sounds from the same place over time, Krause has been able to track changes that are otherwise invisible. This is not unique to Arctic ice sheets or endangered rainforests such as those in Zimbabwe. It's actually more of an issue in the developed world. Here in Northern California, Krause recalls his visits to a mountain meadow north of Truckee, where, in 1988, a selective logging operation was about to take place.
We were told by the lumber company that selective logging was a new process and would have no effect on the biota of that particular environment. We said, okay, fine, let us record and see what happens.
They did, and this is what they found. Then, a year later, Krause returned to the same spot.
To the human eye and to the camera, there's absolutely no change in that habitat. It looks beautiful and pristine as it ever did. But when we recorded in 1989, a year later, the habitat was so devoid of sound, that chorus of birds and insects and frogs that was so rich in 1988 had completely disappeared.
Mostly what remained was the creek. Elsewhere across North America, Krause says it has become increasingly difficult to find places where the sounds of nature can be captured without audible intrusions from vehicles or machinery.
What we look for now is a thing called noise-free intervals, like 20 or 30 minutes of time when there's no plane flying over or highway noise. Don't forget, like 85% of the land in the United States is within a third of a mile of a road.
Having compiled a remarkable archive of the sounds of the Earth and its inhabitants over the past 40-plus years, Bernie Krause is now ready to step back and pass the microphone to the next generation.
The sequel is going to come from young kids who have the energy to get out there to record and analyze what's left and to see if it can be preserved, because it now rests with a whole new generation.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.